But we all with an open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an occasion where resolves are compelled with Apostle Epher Emmanuel. As we behold God's word today, we become the true reflection of His word. You will be blessed.
I am desperate for you. Oh, 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 oh. I am desperate for you. Oh, 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 oh. I wish that was your prayer. Oh, I am desperate for you. Me, the one you love, Lord, it is me. Lord, it is me, the one you say, Lord, it is me. Lord, it is me, the one you say. It's just you and him now. Lord, it is me, the one you see. Lord, it is me. I am desperate for you. Oh, 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 oh. I am desperate for you. Desperate for you. Oh, 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 oh. Oh Jesus,
we are desperate for you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Peace, 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 peace. Be still. Be still. In the name of Jesus Christ. There is something happening under our nose. There is something taking shape. The news was everywhere that kidnappers and bandits came and took some university students from the famous Greenfield University. Tarried for a long time until they decided to release them after parents have gone through so much distress to gather resources that they don't have. Many of them are in neck deep debt right now. They took loans from the bank just so that their child can live. Unfortunately, it was not kidnappers that took them. The very famous Sheikh Gumi came out just yesterday. Of course, he has ties with some of these groups and made it clear that it was Boko Haram. I told you to guard your border sins. I told you to pray so that the security of your territory will not be breached. You would pray more if we talk about increase in your bank account and miracle alert. I told you of the Gentile army that wears a turban as their attire. I told you how merciless they are. Sheikh Gumi came out openly and said it was not bandits. It was Boko Haram. Our brother Namdi was sharing with us the other day that they didn't sleep for a whole night because of exchange of fire between Boko Haram sect and soldiers in one small area somewhere around Kuningora. You think you are safe. If Jerusalem is not safe, you are not safe. This gospel, this gathering like this, if the integrity of this territory gets compromised, there is absolutely nothing you can do again. You can stop it now. I'm still calling us. God bears me witness, I lie not under heaven. Yesterday, the immortal still opened my eyes. And they showed me and my mom, just discussing in the front of a house. Suddenly, I heard an explosion in the sky. And I looked up and I saw flames. It's military airplanes everywhere in the sky. Maybe they don't show you these things because they didn't give you a work to do about it. Or maybe you are not praying. Or maybe there's no intercessory flame that rises from your altar. That's why they have not deemed it fit to communicate these burdens to you. But I saw that the flames formed the United States flag in the airspace of Nigeria. And it was fire that formed the United States flag. And I watched how fire started dropping like rain from the explosion. And houses were on fire. The same tragedy, the same fear that enters me every time they show me again. This is just yesterday. It's an indication that the quorum of prayer is not enough yet to push this thing back. God has given us a platform and we are going to use it judiciously. We're going to take 1 minute, hold the hands of somebody by your side. I'm begging you. It is too important, the things we are doing. This prayer is more effectual than any other, personal and self-seeking. Lift up your voice and declare, we resist the alien army. We send them back by the power of the Spirit. We call the east wind. We call the east wind to blow them away. Blow them away from our territory. We call the east wind. Come. Blow this alien army out. Send them packing. Let the earth reject them. Let the grounds of Kaduna shake. And let the earth open its mouth and swallow them. Oh, watchman. 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 Your purpose is questioned. Of what use are you on the watchtower? If the alien army encroaches and your eyes of an eagle cannot discern their movements. Savior, Savior, of what use are you if in the day of war, in the day of war, you did not wield the weapons of Zion? Deliver us. Of what use would you be if when the Goliath of our time, Shalakabara Zonomela Deluana Malatemade Zenena Obrasa Payakunana Yabaya Yabaya Shalonelata and the Brent of Abena. I wish you are praying. It's not a time to be distracted. Focus, focus. Send them packing. Saveros Kobena Milata Loma Yakunielara Ulara Sayeninae Eliela Kabayatala Sono Sono. We speak to the constellations. We declare our territory will remain. Our Jerusalem is guarded. We'll be right back. Listen, the army of the Lord. Hear your clarion call. I see a stone fall from heaven. I see it hits the map of Nigeria and it broke into five parts. And I saw few men holding the parts together. Very few men keeping the parts together. I see a young man in my visions. I see him levitate from the ground. I see a force took him up and he began to transform into flames. He is in the air currently. There is a young man in the air. A new move is hitting the terrain. Nameless guys. The recovery of a nation is on the back of these ones. I see a new move. The hope of Jerusalem is on a new move. Join me and let's pray this prayer. Nigeria will not divide. We hold the parts together. We bring the parts together by the fire of the Spirit. We call it all together. Can you lift up your voice now? Can we join it together? Not in our day, not in our time. The tokens of righteousness will not be lost. Precious Father, we will continue to wage war from this side. By the weapons you have bequeathed us, we would fight this war with the last of our breath. We would ensure the tokens of righteousness is preserved in our generation. We would keep the ordinance of peace. Blood will not flow in the gutters. Dead bodies will not be littered on the streets. And we will fight the war in the realms of the spirit. And peace will be our token. Give us strength as we call upon your name. And make mighty men out of us. Give us strength. We pray that this intercessory initiative is acceptable in your sight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Please turn to your right and to your left. Just welcome the persons by your sides, and you can be gloriously seated. Thank you, most precious Father. Thank you, most precious Father. Thank you. Not in our days and not in our time. We preserve the tokens of peace. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Today I'm doing a teaching that is going to bless us in no little way. I'm doing a teaching that will bless our lives, transform us mightily. Title of my discourse is The Deeper Life. The Deeper Life. The Deeper Life. In just a few minutes time, the burden of the Lord will come upon us. And when that burden comes, yield to the demand of that burden. If the burden needs you to pray. If the burden begins to place a demand for you to write down a plan, write it under the inspiration of the spirits, as these things will open up to us. If the burden in your spirit begins to lead you to write down systems you are going to govern your life by, write it down quickly whilst the Holy Ghost is quickening your heart and putting inspiration in your soul. The title of our discourse is The Deeper Life. First, I want to just do a quick overview of the outcome of the life of an average man. The first 20 years of a man's life is dedicated and designed to be devoted to discovering himself in the world. The first 20 years of a man's life is designed to be dedicated to discovering himself in the world. That self-discovery process starts by the ABC and the 1, 2, 3 a child is forced to learn quickly, so that once he has learned that, he is allowed to interact with other higher levels of knowledge. But you see, knowledge in itself is not what creates transformation alone. It is guided knowledge that we use to influence the changes that we want. When an average man is done devoting 20 years to discovering himself in the world, probably the next 10 years is also spent trying to fit into a system in the cosmos. So before you came, there are already successful laid down systems. There are health systems, educational systems, the politics, there's business, there's sports and entertainment, media. There are different systems that all you need to do, don't be creative, find which one you want to enter and enter. That's the narrative for the average man. And before the average man will fit in properly into a system, at least 25 to 30 years of his life has been spent. Unfortunately, you can only bend a tree to assume a shape when it is still fresh, when it is still young. Even a fish can only be bent when it is fresh. Once it gets dried, there is only how much pressure you can put without recording a loss. The first almost 20 to 30 years of a man's life was intelligently demanded by the system to be used, number one, to discover yourself, and number two, to find your place in the cosmos. Unfortunately, when you are done discovering yourself, every reputation and identity the cosmos will make available to a man must come with a disadvantage. So, you may even be celebrating that, look at where all my other mates when we graduated are. I am one of the most successful. But I heard a brother one day said, there's nobody among his mates that is more blessed than him. I saw the pitifulness in his life. I'm about to share something with us, and when the burden comes, yield to it. It's somewhere in my discourse, it will come. So this teaching will not have an end. The end is where the burden for prayer came on you and you started praying. That's where meeting will end. So after they have intelligently, mind you, while this chunk of a man's life is being sapped from his years, you will never see the handwriting of Satan. You will not see the finger of Satan behind it. So it's not a sin that you gave your life to pursue essence and meaning. Unfortunately, you discovered yourself, but you only discovered yourself in the world. And our true identity is only in Christ. So scripture made it clear that it's only when a man is in Christ that he becomes a new creature, patterned after the ordinance of what was written concerning him. So you will not know who you truly are until you have found your identity in Christ. But the first 30 years of your life is devoted to find your identity in the world. When would a man, what time does a man have to begin to navigate his way to find the narrative of the immortal realm concerning his life? So at age 30, the average lady is already pressured. Everybody is putting you under pressure to settle down. When are you going to get married? What is going on? And you don't want to be pressured, but you cannot help it. No matter how you pretend tonight, just be truthful to yourself. The pressure is real. The average young man is already being burdened. He's looking everywhere. He's trying to compare his life with those whom they started the race together. And the more he's looking through that lens, the more what he discovered himself to be in the cosmos is a failure. The very fact that he does not feel like he has met up to the Christ. Mind you, there are apostles in darkness whom these script writers, the intelligence of the princes in darkness that scripted this script, they made sure they will have some apostles that will be there as envoys displaying flamboyancy and wealth on public notice, so that while you are comparing yourself with what you are seeing, the average man is saying, see my mates at this age. That thinking alone puts a pressure on a man, a weight, so he begins to lust after the things of the world without knowing that a script is being played out in his life, and he took an intelligence to arrive there. So the average young man is going online and see a young boy with a t-shirt and a slide and colored socks and just a crossover bag with an SUV, a G-Wagon. And you are there. You that you are still studying. You that you are learning one hand trade, one skill or another. You are thinking all these things is a waste of time. See my mates, see where they are. That heart posture to begin to yearn for the things, that was all Satan needed by taking Jesus to an exceeding high mountain to impact upon him a sight, that the suggestion of that sight is to impact a lust in your soul. And scripture says, love not the world, neither the things that are inside the world, because if this world can make you love it, the love of the Father can never be in you. You will find out that at the end of your life, the summary statement of your life was that he possessed things. But the end of a man's life, greatness will not be measured by the abundance of possession. It will be measured by the weight of his obedience and alignment to the ordinance of God. So at the end of all you would have done, maybe you built a house. Unfortunately, time will mark your call. When time comes to mark you, in 20 years time, that house will not be relevant again. Have you seen raining houses that you were freaked about some years back? Now you pass by them and they look like old archives or forgotten relics. That is somebody's legacy. A man built a house and wrote his name on it. Wrote his name and used concrete to form the name so that the erosive effect of rain will not blot it out. Unfortunately, if he's alive to see what that house looked like today, he would be trying to clean his name. It's no longer something to be proud of. But unfortunately, the intelligence in darkness is such that a man will labor, but his labor will be the labor of a fool. There is a message that is domiciled in the three-dimensional world, and that's what I draw our attention to. The message is in the force of gravity. The force of gravity was intelligently put around the earth cross so that an immortal message can be communicated to spiritual men. And everybody who can discern the handwriting of the world will tell that there is a programming inside the cosmos to make that men will not ascend without a superior intelligence that will make, although there is gravity, planes fly because they use a superior law. There is gravity. A plane is made up of a metal. A metal is the material they use to build its body. So it's very dense. But in the face of this thing called gravity, a plane had to inculcate a higher law, the law of aerodynamics, that although gravity is real, but in the face of this other law, gravity is inconsequential. Any man who will prevail in the cosmos, you will conquer gravity. And the gravity of life is the things I bring to your eyes tonight. There are many things that keep men glued to the ground. And what is the ground? The ground is where you came from. The ground is the dust. The ground is your fallen nature. The ground is the flesh. And they made sure that this law will continue to pull you. Stay with the ground. Don't go anywhere. Stay. Every man who have had need and had the way to touch anything in God, they found a way to ascend. And your ascension is what Satan has made sure that if at least we set these systems like this, before he will remember his creator, he will not be in the days of his youth again. I've met many a man, believe me, who are trying by all means, round the clock, to strike relevant chords in their life, in the evening stage of their life. They have gone to pursue all the things that are in Egypt. What they didn't realize is that Pharaoh will never give you enough to be okay. You will only have rations per day, so that you will need to work another day so you can get the bread for that day. You will be born as free men, but there is a system in the cosmos that will put chains in the hands of people. So much so that when you want to call upon the name of Adonai, your father from whom you came, you will be begging Pharaoh to let you go and serve your God. That's the story of the average man. When you are done pursuing everything, now you that was born free, unfortunately, the price of all you got was chain. What shall it profit a man? You don't like the message I bring for you today, but this is the heartbeat of God. What shall it profit a man? I was just reflecting today about the way life can so happen and cease so suddenly. Unfortunately, most of us here are young people and we have some elderly people in our midst. We celebrate them. But let me tell you one truth. Not everybody here will grow up to be fathers. Not everybody here will be mothers. It's an unfortunate reality. What the spirits call long life is not longevity of age. Long life is the ability of a design to fulfill the reason why it was created. The day, oh my God, Jesus fulfilled his purpose at age 33 and a half, and as far as the celestial host were concerned, he lived long. You are the only one saying, I shall not die but live to declare the works of the Lord, and the contemplations of your heart while you said so was accruing physical age. What is the use of age when what your life exalted was iniquity? What is the use of age when your life did not add any value to the systems of Zion? What is the use of age if at the end of the day, your verdict is depart from me, ye walker of iniquity. You walked, but your labor strengthened the systems of iniquity. There is a gravity in our generation. The same gravity that has made young men to cleave to the bottle and drown their sorrows in wine. There is a gravity in our generation. The same gravity that have made ladies to lose touch with any sense of self-worth. People are burdened with inferiority complex. I have met a lot. Even after all the makeup, after everything, the lady is still very sorrowful inside. The weight was designed so that when you come, you will meet it. Let me share something with you. The systems were intelligently made that way. There are apostles that are affronting all these things in darkness. They already made it clear that when you arrive, there is a standard they want you to compare yourself to. So there is a length of hair that they say this is the standard length. There is a length of height that if you are not as tall as that, you should consider yourself a defective product. There is a skin texture. They have picked out all of these parameters, and subconsciously, through the power of the media, they use these things to sell the standard of what a man should be to us. And the average young woman does not know where her insecurity came from. It was out of the excess of her interface with the world. Today I'm introducing a teaching. It's called The Deeper Life. Some of us will have to walk out of the cosmos. Although you still have to wear a suit and go to work, but you will not be coming out of a house built with bricks and clay. You will live like a herbalist. You will come out from your shrine only to come and confirm the results of your permutation. Because if you live in the world, I'm telling you the truth, it was Apostle Michael Roko that said you would never command the allegiance of a generation that civilized you. If they are the ones that tilted your mind, affected your school of thought, there is nothing you can offer them. I call a generation today who would live on the mountains. The only time you come down is to come and check whether what you concocted in the spirit realm has found expression. A herbalist does not live with men. There's a reason why he isolated himself. He separated himself so that his attention can only be called by the deity that he summons to. So if any time a herbalist is coming out of the shrine, he's coming with mysteries. Now there is Facebook, there's WhatsApp, Instagram, Snapchat, all these things struggling for the very few hours in the day. And the day, a full course of a day, is a typology of the progression of a man's life. So if you check in just a day alone, they have plotted the ways that you are going to lose so many valuable seasons, valuable hours. You think you only spent 3 hours on the internet, but I tell you the truth, what they are doing to your mind is more consequential than even the times you stood there and watching. This is why it was necessary for all of the people who struck relevant chords with God at the course of their sojourn, that God had to isolate and separate them. So the Bible says the child John was in the wilderness until the season of his appearing. In the wilderness, waiting and cooking, receiving downloads of God. It was Michael Roko that told us about the technology of spiritual networking, where you can separate the man. The Bible says a man having separated himself seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom, having separated himself. I want to drink from the brook of my smuro, having separated himself. I want to speak to Mike Mudok. You don't need that man to come to Nigeria. Carry his tape. Many of us have not mastered this technology. So you want to sleep and you just put songs on. You just put several songs, a playlist, all the songs you like. This is why you wake up and you cannot even explain which dream you had and which one you don't have. There are many spirits that you were invoking at the same time. After Solomon Lange, it was this one that entered. After this one, don't you have understanding that while you sleep, your flesh has been immobilized, so your spirit is aligned? So it will be easy for you to have the chances that you will see Joshua Selman in your dream if you are playing his message before you sleep is very high. Many of you know how to speak to him if you want to talk to him. So I have found a way to take counseling sessions with him without having to travel to Abuja. I just have to put that one message on repeat. Don't put many songs. You don't even know the spirit of some of these musicians. Look for a man that you trust his secret place and put it on repeat. Then shut down. When you shut down, this is why you wake up with loss sometimes, because not every gospel musician is approved of God. Many of them carries layers of lusts, and why you expose yourself on kite, and then the things enter, they enter. After this song, you thought it was the melody, but melodies are not what moves the hands of spirit. It was just the guitar, the strings that they called David to play while the demon possessed Saul. There was no song attached to it, just sound. And there were particular spirits that can bully the spirits that came upon Saul on the ground of sound. And you expose yourself almost 8 hours. Imagine attending a service of 8 hours. That was what you did while you kept those things playing in the night. If I am already faulting those who did not intelligently select the content that entered their soul, what do I have to say about those who listen to secular songs then? What is the fate of those who just say, hey, it's just Davido did not say anything bad inside this song, it's just a nice song, it's just Westlife. Do you think it is the words that enter you? It is the spirit from whence it came. All of the track record that they have subjected their life to, it will flow into you. Unfortunately, you are most helpless when you are asleep. Even the prince of Pasha, the mighty fallen cherub, I added mighty so you would know that all your garagara, he will master you. He knows that it is why men sleep. That's the right time to make your move. Today there is a call. There is a mountain that is inviting somebody and say, live by systems. Set walls around your life. So somebody might leave this meeting and decide that I would never go on the internet once it's 10 p.m. above. And it will be a law that was inspired by a spirit. Somebody might leave this meeting and decide that I and movies, especially Hollywood movies, will pathways for the rest of my life, and it will be a prize of consecration. I'm still introducing it, the deeper life, the deeper life, the deeper life. A lady met me recently, a core member serving, and she's teaching in a school. She was disciplining the whole students because of a misbehavior, and while she was flogging them, she stumbled upon a little girl in primary two that when she whipped her with one stroke of the cane, the girl looked at her in her eyes and said, I will deal with you. 2 years old, I will deal with you. I'm inviting somebody to the deeper life. You are a fine guy, but you're only fine in the cosmos. You have only discovered your identity in the cosmos. Unfortunately, results are not powered from the cosmos. In the realm that matters, the little girl went in the night, and the next day, the same hand that the teacher used to flog her was times two of the size. It was swollen beyond proportion. Scanning did not show anything wrong. It was a 2 years old girl that disciplined her. The reason is that while you were building credentials in the physical world and studying and understanding the laws of physics, which of course is the laws of the physical world, you did not know that the place where results are marshaled from, if you did not invest in that place, you might be a giant physically, but you will be a dwarf in the times where men collide in the spirit. And if they meet a dwarf there, your physical form notwithstanding, you will be helpless. So her hands is times two. Now she went about looking for a man whose verdict can overturn the decision of that 2 year old girl. Unfortunately, it's only in the physical world that she's 2 years. I've heard very funny things during confession sessions. I've heard small children saying they have grandchildren in that place. Has any of you heard talks like that? I've heard people who claim they have mansions, that they have duplex, but in the physical world they are impoverished, very poor. poor, but they have two private jets. They fly around. So the witch is not bothered by the physical impoverishment and the lack and scarcity that accustoms what she is physically. She knows that at night, in the realm that matters, I have an identity. And that is what consoles her. So although you are beating her physically, she is the one that is living more happy than you. The deeper life. I am desperate for you. Oh, 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 oh. I am desperate for you. Oh, 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 oh. Is this your cry? I am desperate for you. Oh, the place that matters. The realm that matters. Galatians chapter 6 verse 8, very quickly. Galatians chapter 6 verse 8. Scripture speaking, it says, for he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the spirit shall of the spirit reap life eternal. Pay attention, I want to teach something very briefly. I need all your attention, please. There are many things that are not sinful, they are not wrong, but they are a food for the flesh. I want to do a little exegesis, a small expo for somebody who has been struggling with an unquenchable passion for a particular sin, and all your attempts to break free has proven abortive. I want to share something with you. Scripture says, for he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. So it means investment to the flesh, the returns is corruption. Investment to the spirit, the result is life everlasting. Now listen, how do you sow to the flesh? The sowing to the flesh has nothing to do with sin or iniquity. If you ever attempt to fast and you have decided that you are going to wait on God and you deprived your body of its demand of rice and beans, in case you don't have spiritual intelligence, the flesh will play a trick on you. In that season, you will begin to feel unusually sleepy. A demand to sleep more than necessary will start coming. It is because you have blocked the channel of rice and beans kind of food. The flesh knows that he can eat another food, and that food is sleep. And if you slept and you gave yourself to the yearning of the flesh, when you wake up, as far as the mortals are concerned, you are not fasting. Because what you have done is that you have yielded of, it's just that you did not know that it's a food for the flesh. Another thing that is a food for the flesh is sex. I want to answer somebody's question very quickly. There are those who have even ascended the mountains of Kudenden, and they said, I want to go and fast lust out of this body. And they found out that right there on the peak of the Kudenden mountain, a hot passion to masturbate came upon them like a wild fox. A brother masturbated on the Kudenden mountain and called me immediately and said, I'm coming down. There's no need. When you block the channel of rice and beans, it tries to get it from sleep. You block the place of sleep. It will begin to stir other appetites. There are many ways your flesh can eat. So just in case you want to fast and you don't know what you are declaring, I'm telling you already, a man who decides to wait on God, you are deciding to put God in all the different channels. You are watching, because Satan will manifest in different ways. And this is what the average man has to battle with. And every time this thing becomes a burden for a man, what cost it is that he has sown to the flesh. How does a man sow to the flesh? That movie, that entertainment is an investment. It's not entertainment spiritually. It's an investment. Something took credit and ate and exalted its nature. That 2 hours you gave to moving in the day, scripture says at the end of that day, what you are going to reap and what you are strengthening is the flesh, and the product of what you have done is corruption. You know, you actually just said, I'm bored. I just want to entertain myself. There is something about entertainment that the intelligence in darkness has mastered. At the cost of entertainment, your spiritual defense is down. So now you are watching a movie and is entertainment. So you do not realize that during entertainment, your spiritual defense and wall is down. So you are just watching a very innocent Nollywood movie. Chioma and Chinedu. They loved themselves from childhood. They were very close. They used to go and fetch water in the village stream together while they were in the village. Then Chinedu's uncle now came and took Chinedu from the village to the city. Then they play one sad Nollywood sound. They separated. Next thing they show you, 19 years later. When you saw 19 years later on your screen, your heart is already hoping that they will meet themselves again. There is something happening to your soul during entertainment. The script writers had an intelligence where they leave a moment of suspense and allow your heart to play out what you want that thing to end like. And most of the times you will find your heart even playing out details that are of iniquity. Let me share something with you so you will know how Satan does these things. Now, Chioma is married to a palm wine tapper in the village. Listen, Chinedu is married to one banker somewhere in the town. You know that they are both married now, but the desire in entertainment, the lust inside that realm, will still be hoping that they will meet themselves. That meeting themselves, you desire that, contradicting the position of God as regarding the sacredness of the ordinance of marriage. And when your heart is in that posture, you have lost already. Sin is first a state of the heart before it becomes an action. In that place where they were showing you different things, they were playing it out. As it came to that place where you wish that it played out this way, it is accustomed to you. In that place, the act has been accredited to you. That was what you desired. The counsel of God was not loud during the days where your spiritual defense were down. This is what happens. This is why it's an investment to the flesh, and the end of that investment is corruption. Now, somebody is hearing something. It's supposed to say we should never watch movies. No. Let me share another thing that happens when you listen to songs. Because many of us, our one challenge has been the strange league of spirits that pregnates our minds every time we expose ourselves to entertainment. You see, there are postures of worship, and the things I share with you is an intelligence in the spirit. In ancient religious practices where strange gods and goddesses reigned in the earth, part of the criteria of worship is to align to a posture. Till this day, an average Muslim does not accept that his prayers is accepted except his forehead touches the ground. If you can hear me, say amen. That's a posture that system demands. That's the way to pray. It's a sign of obeisance. The monk will not accept that you are serious except your legs have been intertwined and you have positioned your hands in a meditative posture. And they leave you there for several hours and find out that you were not responding to the impulses of light and sound around you. Then they say it's a worshiper. In fact, there are hardcore monks that go for months in the state of meditation. But when Yahweh demands a posture for his own worship, is the lifting up of hands. So, when you play secular songs, there is an intelligence in darkness that was factored into the production of that song to naturally put your body in postures. You see, sometimes you see different dance moves and you think it's creativity. To be honest, by God, many of these strange dance moves were inspired by demonic spirits. and you don't know the different routes of demonic possession. There are people who just dance their way into demonic captivity. You just saw it. Can I share something with us? I beg you by God, listen to the things I share with you today. If scripture, the Bible says holy men inspired of God, the Bible says it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profited nothing. So your flesh does not have the ability to conceive an inspiration. That dance move that you see, it took a level of yielding to a spirit, then an inspiration about how to move. And the movement, when you align with it, while doing it, the spirit will not see it as dance. You are the only one. Entertainment is only in the physical world. Everything to spirit is worship or disobedience. So when you align to the thing that came from them, why do you think Jesus did not jump down from the pinnacle of the temple? Why didn't he turn the stone into bread? It's not impossible things for him. It's just that this inspiration was not inspired by the Spirit of God. So if he had obeyed it, it's worship to the one who commanded it. At the end of the day, there is no in between. There is either God or Satan. What I'm sharing is that there is no you. There is no God, me, then Satan. Now you now say, I'll just stand in the middle. There's no middle ground. If you turn your back on God, you are facing Satan. If you say no to God, you don't have to say yes before Satan say come. There is no in between. If you gratify something that glorifies anything other than God, the glory is going somewhere else. That's what I'm saying. There's no such thing as one middle place that this one is just entertainment. This one is not going anywhere. That dance that you are, if it's not inspired, the dance is a worship. Do you see the way we dance during praise and worship? Have you seen the scripture that accorded reverence to David's movement while he was coming in from the conquest that God granted him and dancing like a madman? And the daughter of Saul said, why do you make mockery of yourself? And David said, I'm dancing before the God. So a dance is a tool of worship. Unfortunately, you do it today now thinking you are feeling nice about yourself. And if it's not God and if not church, if it's not worship that you are according to God, something else will take that glory. Many people are angry that they came to Anakazo today because the things I share about, you are already feeling very guilty. You even go around now teaching other younger ones how to dance. And unfortunately, your dance is not adding anything to God. Including those who have yielded themselves. One, you have obeyed Satan long enough that you are now the reason why other people must fall. Do you realize that the princes in darkness, one of their intelligence is that you would never be in any sin alone. They make that while you have stayed in that sin long enough, you too, you must raise disciples. So the alcoholic is not okay just drinking alone. He is going to buy you any amount of drink as far as the money is with him, but he will never give you that money. The reason for doing that is to raise disciples. The man who is laden with fornicative desires, he would pay any price so that you too, you will go and drown yourself in the bed of immorality. Ah. Once upon a time, I had a friend on campus. He will come back from the brothel where he sleeps with prostitutes. And when he comes back, the only thing he says in the room is, ah, then he jumps down on the bed. That was a very powerful message. We were young. Our appetites were untamed. Desires and hormones were boiling then. And scriptures were not enough to tame the movements of our body. So anytime he does that, we feel like this guy is cheating us in this life. And the next time he wants to go out, he makes one statement. He says, guys, I'll gist you guys when I'm back. I did not know that my roommate was facing the same challenge as myself. So one day while I was not around, while he made that statement, my roommate said, please, can I follow you? Then he says, That's what I've been waiting for since. Took him. You know, it was his first time. So he overdid it. He didn't come back at night. He came back the next morning. And while he came back, his walking step has changed. Unfortunately, they looked upon me like the Jew man. But I tell you the truth by God, and I lie not. Before my eyes, I saw how the strange woman began to eat their soul. Their academic work became a mess. And then life itself began to give them a report card back. You know, scripture says something that I would like to draw our attention to. The Bible says God cannot be mocked. It is whatsoever a man sows, that is what he will reap. If you sow to the flesh, you would of the flesh reap corruption. How many hours of the day do you give to things that are not spiritual? Start making this analysis of your life. Do you have any plan in your life, any system that ensures that you must pray every day? For every time you give food to the flesh, did you make an allocation for your spirit? You eat 3 square meal every day unfailingly, and any day it does not play out like that, there is a moody feeling around you. Do you feel that way if you miss a prayer schedule? What system do you have to gauge lust anytime it's rising? Are you accountable to any human being? Do you go and report yourself to somebody even though they didn't ask you? I give a report of my life, my spirituality, and acaso, my job. I give a report every 2 weeks to the man I submit to. And he does not ask me. I just type it as a message. God has been faithful, sir. So far, so good. This is how God has helped me in this area, this area, this area of my life. Listen to me, Anakazo, I beg you as a brother of yours. You must do a constant appraisal around 3 areas of your life. Number one, your spirituality. You must constantly be checking, what progress did I make in the month of January? My prayer life, is it shaking? My word study life, is it shaking? What is going on with my debts? I don't have zeal again to wake up. Sleep is becoming too strong. You are doing an appraisal in spirituality first. Number two, you must do an appraisal with your social life. Your social life is one of the most important areas of your life. Unfortunately, it has been neglected. You must intelligently and intentionally be checking again. What did I achieve in my social life? Did I meet any friend intentionally? Did I increase my sphere of influence intentionally? Did I meet somebody again that can add value to my life intentionally? All your life is just porous. Anybody can walk in. Anybody can just come in and then start influencing you. Your social life. It is during this appraisal you know who must live. It is during this appraisal you know the source where Satan struck the last time. It was through this brother. Why is Satan always finding expression through him? You know who to block a channel from. Your social life, if you pay attention to this thing, I tell you the truth by God, you will almost be safe. Your social life. It is during this analysis of your social life, that's where you check your relationship with the opposite sex. How am I relating to this issue of marriage? Many people are so pressured and burdened with settling down, and they don't even take any step to settle down yet. I want to get married before the year ends, and your life is not patterning a part or a picture of somebody who wants to settle down by the end of the year. What is happening in your social life? There are still 4 guys calling you. One for recharge card, one is for attachment, one for this, and you are very excited. You are laughing. At the end of the day, you will find out that until you meet the criteria of the demands of truth, you will not meet anything that is truth. When you will now say, let me calm down finally. Then you will now find out that life will tell you, give and it shall be given unto you. Unfortunately, when it will be returned to you, is good measure, pressed down and shaking together. So you have 4 boys. You were playing on their intelligence. You have two different phone numbers. Two different girls you are dating. They don't even know about themselves because they didn't know that you have another number. So you put this one as your DP in this phone, this other one as your DP on the other phone. And you say, my brother, you can't put all your eggs in one basket. While you are happy now with that, you will find out that it's that time where you now say, let me just focus on one. Then that one will now teach you the lessons of harvest. As long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest will not cease. You know, many people are expecting what they did not plant in their future. And that's why the future continues to surprise you. You will only reap what you sow, not what you wished. You will reap what you sow, not what you wished. Your today you are sowing, tomorrow is your harvest. So why don't you intelligently influence what your harvest will be by what you sow? A young brother just comes loving God, honest to you. Even though you want to cheat, don't you know the kind of people to cheat on? You should fear a person who loves God. Oh, fear a brother who loves God. I've had to pray for a lady recently. She cheated a young man and he had a reputation in Zion. And the day he found out that she was double dating, and he was just a young brother that comes down from the mountain every time he comes to check on her, and he comes and discuss scriptures with her and prays for her, encourages her, and she was sleeping around with one Yahoo boy somewhere. And it was painful for the guy because he was talking about keeping ourselves until marriage while this lady was having the fun of her life. When he found out, he did not say anything. He just stood in front of her and says, is it true what I heard? And she began to be, you know, there is a way ladies are when they find out that you have caught them. They will just decide that there's no need to even be sorry. That's when they start telling the person that you've not been romantic. So she said, you are the one who caused it. You see, you have hurt somebody already. You are still then blaming the person and saying, you are the one that made me do what I did. And the young man looked at her and she told me it was only tears that fell from his eyes. He didn't say a word and he turned and walked away. That was the last time any human being with the categorization of a male ever asked her out. She's over 38 years now. A man dropped tears and turned. Ah, Jesus. The immortal's head language. That tears was I banish my kind from your life. Tomorrow you will be lying somewhere and say, I don't know what is happening in my life. I don't know. And the truth is, you are reaping what you sowed. But I am not only emphasizing on the consequence and what you did that caused it. I'm still presenting a tool of mercy tonight, by which God can show mercy to anybody who have planted things that they don't want. And I stood in front of her recently and she said, sir, this is what happened to me. The Holy Ghost continued to keep it fresh in her heart so that she will know where her predicament came from. The tears from his eyes is still fresh while it dropped. The pain. Do you know that even though your parents don't say, I curse thee or I bless thee, if your parents are so happy about something you did for them, that happiness in their heart is a blessing. That's the same way if you offend them and the pain. So some of you, you just do things and then they are angry. That anger is words in the spirit. Can I share something with you? Scripture says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart. So the meditation of my heart is also loud for spirits. Be acceptable in your sight. So when a man is seeking deliverance, one of the first things he will begin to ask for is, Lord, show mercy. You don't come saying, Lord, I've been praying, I've been asking. It could be that you are the cause of the reason why that season have not shifted. And if you are wise, you come to God asking first for mercy. Lord, whatever I must have done, that have brought this. So David told God, he says, it is my iniquity that has brought this upon me. So that you'll be justified when you judge. My iniquity has brought this because I departed. He says, it is good for me that I have been afflicted so that I might learn thy status. So the devil is impregnating our today with all kinds of wrong decisions. And he's hoping that tomorrow the harvest will come. And when the harvest comes, that will become a season of struggle. Can somebody just bow their heart very quickly and ask God? Ask God. While we're on this, ask God. In any way I have transgressed, in any way I have allowed a wrong seed to fall upon the land of my life, in any way I have permitted the wrong seed to fall upon the land of my destiny, and it is germinating. It is germinating. Show mercy, O God. Show mercy. Show mercy. Show mercy, O God. Have mercy upon me. Do not reward me according to my ways, for I was formed in iniquity. In sin did my mother bear me. Those were the cries of David. For some of you, if God does not show mercy, honor will be far from your borders because you have casted the seed of dishonor. For some of you, if God does not show mercy, oh, the devil has corrupted the land and made sure that you will not see anything that pertains. Show mercy, O God. Are you talking to God? Don't let the princes of the world, don't let them lure you out of your secret place. A fish cannot survive for too long outside water, and the plan is to lure you out of the mountains of Zion, so that while you give yourself to the yearnings and the proclivities of the carnal nature, then you begin to die. You die on the valley, the place where men are reduced to dry bones. It is an intelligence in darkness. And he says in Psalm 91 verse 1, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, you make that your perpetual residence. A fish does not leave the water for anything. Live like a herbalist. Only come out from your shrine when it is necessary. Continue to stay there and chant. Continue to stay there and concoct mysteries. Only come out when it's necessary. Anytime you come out, you only come out to manifest. Life is full of activities. And those who decide today, I will not dance to the drumbeat of my generation. I will not join the rat race of life. For there is a technology on Mount Zion that hides men in the secret. I only come down to validate my concussions. Oh, it's a call. A mountain calls your name tonight. A mountain is calling you. Mount Zion calls you. We have sought you for many years now. How comes your feet don't stay on us again?
Where have you come to, O Samuel? Where have you come to, David? Where have you gone to? The secret place is marking the register, and they cannot find you again. Now you are so busy running from pillar to post, and it's only he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. I wish you can hear the invitation of the mountain. He's calling someone, come up hither. Come. Leave the noise of your generation. Come and download Adonai. Come and meet the spirit of just men that has been made perfect. They are waiting upon a mountain. Come and experience the transfiguration. You live from the deeper life, so your physical life can be affected by malaria or typhoid. But scripture says, if this spirit that rose up Christ from the dead can live in your mortal body, he will revitalize you. Your life form becomes the deeper life. So Jesus resurrected without blood in his body, because they pierced his sides and blood and water gushed out. He resurrected with a spirit life, and with that life he could walk through walls. If the spirit that rose up Christ from the dead is a call to the deeper life, like John G. Lake, they can keep a virus on your hand and it will die on your hand, because what powers you is a deeper life. There is a life where the tendency of immorality can no longer be called on you. Is a life hidden in Christ, and Christ hidden in God, the deeper life. There is a life that witches and wizards can no longer touch you, for we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers. Are you tired of this coldness? Are you tired of your losses? Are you tired of your defeats? This will be a good time now to rise up and proclaim, I'm a new man. I wear my clothing of fire, the deeper life. I cannot know you by myself. I cannot see you by myself. It's a mountain that is calling somebody. It's just a mountain. Some of you want to lie down, just lie down. If he says you should kneel, kneel. But by all means, ascend. Defeat that gravity tonight. Ascend. Ascend! Ascend! This is the deeper life. The deeper life. The deeper life. It's a deeper encounter. I cannot know you. Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Quicken men, quicken men, quicken women in our midst. But we are saved. That encounter. This is that encounter. Today you can be free. Today you can win. Today you can rise. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, the alarm you have kept in the souls of your people, sound it now, sound it now. Let them hear their names from the mountains. Let them hear the call, calling them to ascend the mountains, the place where consecration becomes a lifestyle. The mountains of Zion. Your struggles can cease. Oh God. Salakabara sofera satena minua. Olas kafera zinatelus. Melia kambale kofera zaitana lina. Your struggles can cease. It is the deeper life. God, Jesus, we are desperate for you. We want more than just our physical forms. We want to live from consecration. We want to perpetually reside in the secret place, far from the corruption of our age, to house and host God, to be envoys of his presence. Thank you. Yes, today is that day for you. It's a clarion call to ascend the mountains of Zion again. Ushers, just help them, help them, help them, help them. There is a mountain. He's sounding your name. He's calling you to consecration. Now you are receiving the capacity to wait on God. Something is quickening you now so that you can call upon his name. Now you have the zeal to fast. The capacity and staying power to fast, to fast. He's coming on you so you can wait on him. Through the waters I would go, if it leads me to you. Through the fire I would go, if the way leads to you. There's no other life for me. I'm committed to you. This is all there is for me. I'm addicted to you. Through the waters I will go, if it leads me to you. Through the fire I will go, if the way leads to you. There's no other life for me. I'm committed to you. This is all there is for me. I'm addicted to you. Higher, Yahweh. Higher, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Spirit of God. Thank you, precious Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. By your Spirit, right now, everywhere, everywhere, touch men, touch women, touch them and break the cords, put a flame upon them. Thou born and hunger, hunger for righteousness, hunger for holiness, a hunger for consecration upon them everywhere in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Silence, please. Silence if you can. Silence. There is a young man in this place. I call your case. There are other people connected to you who have similar case. You see yourself sitting for an exams in your dreams, but in that exam you don't know anything. You don't know anything. You don't know anything. You are just lost and confused in the exams. Now I declare by the hand of God and by the authority of the spirits, come, let me pray with you. Just sitting there confused, and yet you know it's an examination. You are not the only one. Come,
I'm waiting for you. It is the seasons that pertains to your transition. The immortals, open your eyes to show you that the necessary preparations are not on ground. Come. Come. Please come. Don't waste time. If not, years can continue to accrue and you will not find the necessary transitions to bet changes and results. While you come out, just be praying to God, because He's the only one that has addressed your case. He's the only one that can change things. The hands of the wicked, they have attempted to make that in your Kairos moment, you will not be prepared. That was the narrative of that encounter. But by mercy tonight, my goodness, there are so many. Oh Jesus, make sure you are talking to God. Lord, my seasons of promotion, my seasons of transition would never elude me. I would never miss out of any breakthrough season. My Kairos moments, I won't miss out of it. The chariots of transition, I will not miss it. Make sure you are praying. The chariots of transitions, I will not miss it. Andalaka Safela da Parazonia Lombron Sai Katando Levali Chevres Copena Tonve La Tela Labra Saverazonomine Sketala Maya Maya Saela Comba Do Cambrondo Vela Zafala Tenalena. Oh, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. For everybody outside, please just lift up your hands above your head. Precious Holy Ghost, thank you, for you have recognized this wickedness and it is in your will to solve it and banish it once and for all. Now I declare by the authority of your word and the power of your spirit over your people, I shift the seasons, the systems that limits and frustrates transition moments. By the power of the spirit now, I supply measures of transition. I minister speed unto them now. Speed to every one of them. I declare the transitions in the spirit will never elude you again. In the name of Jesus Christ, the movements of the spirit, the seasons of breakthroughs and transitions, you would never miss it again in the name of Jesus Christ. Everybody, even in the audience, I declare and I decree over everybody, the seasons of transition, you would never miss it again in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, precious Holy Ghost. It is done. It is settled. Your seasons will never elude you again in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. There is somebody, you are seeing yourself naked. You see yourself naked. There is lack of clothing in that dream and you were feeling ashamed. You were looking for how to cover yourself. Come, I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. Don't waste time, please. And don't allow people to come before you find your tune. Nakedness spiritually. As the Lord raises this case, quickly we address it. Nakedness. I speak to a sister who is on this roll. By the hand of the spirit, there is a seed of shame that is plaguing your life. I declare by the power of the spirit right now, by the authority of the spirit, Lord, where is such a one? I release you from that siege right now. I declare you free. The siege of shame, enter into honor forcefully. The seed of shame is broken. I command the siege of shame. Now I identify you by fire. Where is such a one? Thank you, Jesus. Help them, just help them. The siege of shame. The spirit of fear. I command you to leave that life now. You can see me. Leave. Go. Get out from there. Leave that place now by the authority of the spirit. Be gone. Be gone. Be gone. Be gone. You have no hold. You have no hold there. Ah, the devourer. The devourer, the spirit of wastage. Hear my voice now. By the authority of the spirit, I break your hold over that hand. Leave that life now, now, now. Through sickness, as you have sucking resources, now I command that you have no hold again. Be broken. Be broken. Be broken now, now, now. By the authority of the spirit, lose your grip now. Help that lady. Resources will not be depleted anymore. It is called the devourer. My eyes have seen you, so you can't hide anymore. Hear my voice now. I come after the order of the risen Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, be gone.
Our time is spent, but quickly before we go, the streams of prophecy opened for me and I decided to plunge in there. Long-standing family issues and patterns, handwritings of patterns in anybody here, there's about to be a massive deliverance. I see that the cloud of glory has moved already, so I'm confident to speak of the things I speak about. There is glory that is our defense. Now I declare, from the back to the front to the sides to every corner of this hall, every handwriting of serpentine spirits that are responsible for delay, you hear my voice. I speak to you right now from every human body. Loose them and let them go by the hand of the spirit. Be broken now in the name of Jesus. Every serpentine spirit of delay, be broken at the count of three. One in the name of Jesus. Two in the name of Jesus. Three right now, everywhere. Loose them. Loose them. You hear my voice. From the back to the front, loose them and let them go. You spirit of delay, don't wait until I get there. I declare by the hand of the spirit, right now, loose, loose, loose. Let them go. Help her, just help her, help her, help her. Everywhere I come to, there's an energy around the place I come. Something is x-raying your life, searching the page, checking where the affliction is coming from, and the patterns of your family can be broken cheaply. On the account of the investment of Zion, the history of your family can change. It can change. It can change. Is there no balm in Gilead? Why is the daughter, why is the health of my daughter not recovered? Families struggling with sickness. Sickness. The family pattern is sickness. I command the spirit of infirmity. Help this lady. Help her. Now leave. Leave. By the power of the spirit. Your spirit of infirmity, I command you. By the name of Jesus. Leave and let them go. Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, you are the Holy Ghost. Take your place, take your place.
place. Take your place. Take your place.
Jesus.
Take your place.
Take your every place. Demonic affliction around my perimeter, I declare by the hand of the Spirit, be broken up. The spirit of infirmity, be broken now.
There is a case that I see, and I address it as I'm led. Don't wait until you are old before you can know how your life will turn out. Just look at your father. Look at the one who beget you. You will know what possibilities are domiciled in your bloodline. And when you find out that it does not end well for your people, go to war quickly. If not, you will be old before you realize that you should have fought your fights. I see a case in the spirits. I see a strange wickedness that I address right now. I see a man fetching water. And every time he's fetching the water, the fetcher is leaking. And he's drawing. Before the fetcher gets to the surface, everything has emptied back into the well. And he's just repeating it. Is the spirit of servitude. You will continue to labor all through your life. You wake up early and sleep late at night only to eat the bread of sorrow. I break that affliction over anybody represented here, over families represented here. Your labor will not be the labor of the foolish. By the hand of the Lord, I declare now, let that affliction be broken. Help them.
Holy Ghost, you are the Holy Ghost. Take your place. Take your place. Take your place. Take your place.
Hallelujah. Our time is fast spent. There's a brother at the front that allows Satan to put a thought in his heart that we are wasting time. And he did not know. And he has gotten so used to the presence. And he did not know. He has no knowledge that this is somebody's last hope. This is why they came. You are saying, why don't you just preach the word? Must we have this? Your thought is loud. And the Holy Ghost grieves because of what has happened. Everybody sick in their bodies. Anybody having one infirmity or another. Trusting God for one healing or another. Please, lift up your hands. If your hands can be placed on the place you have a challenge, please place one hand there. If it's a private place, just lift up your hands or just put your hands on your head if it's your head, anywhere. Follow me as I give you these instructions. Close your eyes now and behold the cross of Jesus quickly. I want to show you how it works. Picture the cross. Picture Jesus hung on that cross. I want to show you why that spirit will run out from your body now. Picture Jesus naked. Picture him wounded. Picture him pierced. Picture him battered, flogged.
picture all the pain he is currently feeling on that cross. And when you have seen it, if your eyes can see it, it is by that stripes that he secured our healing. On the strength of this, I declare upon everybody who is plagued by one infirmity or another, in the name of Jesus Christ, the risen one, I command sicknesses and diseases, you spirit of infirmity, lose them and let them go, help them in the name of Jesus Christ. This is what was happening. He says, spirits, I'm resisting it now. You can see it. He's leaving one sister on this role. I command you, spirit of infirmity, hear my voice, lose her and let her go now in the name of Jesus. Help her. He says, spirits, lose her. A body has no identity. It takes only the identity of the spirit that comes upon it. You spirit of infirmity, leave that body now. Leave. Be gone. Jesus, thank you for the healing. That pain has just gone. You can bend that waist now and check it. There's no pain around here anymore. The cross is where we cleaned on. There's nothing else we trusted in. The finished work. I showed you where it came from. I'm showing you the things that spirits can't fight. There is a family that they die prematurely, and there is a brother here that is already thinking that he will not live long. There's somebody that is already thinking that he will have organ failure. You are here. The devil has been putting that thought in your mind. You try to remove it from your heart, it still continues to come. Come, I want to put my hands on you. That spirit must leave you and never return. It's echoing that your organ, it's an organ failure. Please celebrate him as he comes. Whose pictures are these? Your family. Yes. This is the case I was talking about. Death has plagued and claimed one by one. The next one online that is bedridden now, sick, right, is this. When we talk about the intervention of God, somebody is standing there and saying, she do and let us go, and life and death is at stake. Somebody came to church with this picture hoping that God will open somebody's eyes and show this, and you are there saying, time is going. You are too familiar. Let me tell you something about the truth in the spirit. If God opens your eyes and show you anything, deliverance has come already. The power of darkness is in secrecy. Now I declare by the power of the spirit and the authority of the word of God, by the finished work of Christ and the death of the cross, by the stripes of Jesus, I declare for that one bedridden, that one that death is locking upon and hovering around like a vulture, I command that spirit now be banished in the name of Jesus Christ. Lose your hand over this family and be God in the name of Jesus Christ. Innocent young people, all dead. No coincidence. Death claiming them one after the other. I prophesy upon your life, if there is any activity of death hovering around you, having attempting, I declare that spirit to be truncated and separated from your life right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I use this picture as a point of contact, and I speak to you, lady, right now. Oh my goodness, see how you wrote RIP on the ones that are dead. you will not write any RIP on this picture again. This is our power. Our power is words by decrees, and thou shalt decree it in, and it shall be established. We use decrees now, and we overturn the decisions of darkness. Death has no hold over this one again. And over you, brother. See how your hair are white. See how you live long. See how you eat the good of the land. See how your children are round about you. See how your tables are filled with your great-grandchildren. Don't cry, brother. This is the intervention of God. See how the ordinance of God is with you. See how the sound of mourning is no longer in your camp. And because of what has happened, I give you a reward by the Spirit. Let the rewards, the breakthroughs, the shining, the star of all these people that they have cut off, I put it all upon only you. In the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Swear with you. The siege has been broken. It's well with you. You will not die. Did you hear me? There's a spirit inside you lying to you that you will come down with one organ failure. Huh? You will not die. You have that feeling, right?
Yes.
That you are going to come down with organ failure.
Yes.
And it comes from time to time. It's a spirit. It's a door it wants to open for death. Now I declare by the hand of the Lord, by the authority of the Spirit, I break the spirit and the yoke of fear. That door will never be opened. I declare that life is the only experience you have. With long life, God will satisfy you and show you his salvation. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Please just bow your hearts and celebrate Jesus.
Glory to God. We trust that you have been blessed by God's word today. Well, you can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/anacazomissioninternational.ami or join us on our Telegram channel at Anacazo Mission International. You can also download more of our messages on our Telegram channel. Thank you. Remain blessed.